Hello children, I'm Sylvia from ACS1 Kalpakkam. I welcome you all to the second module of the chapter Carbon and its Compounds. In this module, we will study about the versatile nature of carbon and the various types of hydrocarbons. First, let us try to understand the meaning of versatile nature of carbon. It means the formation of a very large number of carbon compounds. Carbon forms a very large number of compounds. The number of carbon compounds is more than 3 million. It is more than the number of compounds formed by all other elements. This is because of two very important properties of carbon. One is tetravalency and the other is catenation. First, let us understand the meaning of tetravalency. Since carbon has a valency of 4, it is capable of bonding with 4 other atoms of carbon or atoms of some other monovalent element. Compounds of carbon are formed with oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, sulfur, chlorine, etc. Well, students, what is the meaning of catenation? Carbon has the unique ability to form bonds with other atoms of carbon, giving rise to large molecules. This property is called catenation. This results in the formation of large chains of carbon, branched chains of carbon, and carbon atoms arranged in rings. Let us see some examples of long chains of carbon compounds. Here we have two examples, one of pentane and the other of hexane. Pentane has the molecular formula C5H12. In this structure, you can see 5 carbon atoms linked to 12 hydrogen atoms. Similarly, hexane has the molecular formula C6H14. Here you can see 6 carbon atoms linked to 14 hydrogen atoms. Both these structures indicate long chains of carbon compounds. Now students, look at some examples of branched chains of carbon compounds. The first one is butene. Its molecular formula is C4H10. You can see in the structure there are 3 carbon atoms arranged in a straight line and the 4th carbon atom arises as a branch from the 2nd carbon atom. This is the structure of a branch chain carbon compound. Here we have one more example of a branch chain carbon compound. Pentane. Its molecular formula is C5H12. In this compound, we find there are 2 branch chain structures possible. One branch chain structure is called isopentane and the other is known as neopentane. In isopentane, you find there is a branch arising from the 2nd carbon atom. In neopentane, you find there are 2 branches each arising from the 2nd carbon atom. Both these are the branch structures of pentane. Yes, children, here you can observe some examples of carbon atoms arranged in rings. There are 2 examples of closed ring carbon compounds. One is an example of cyclohexane and the other is the example of benzene. In cyclohexane, you can observe there are 6 carbon atoms linked in a hexagonal manner with 2 hydrogen atoms each, forming the chemical formula C6H12. Now, in benzene, you will see that there are 6 carbon atoms again arranged in hexagonal manner with alternate double bonds and each carbon atom linked to hydrogen atom, resulting in the formation of benzene. Both these compounds are examples of closed ring carbon compounds. Well, children, now let us understand about hydrocarbons. Hydrocarbons are compounds containing carbon and hydrogen atoms. What are the types of hydrocarbons? There are two types of hydrocarbons: saturated hydrocarbons and unsaturated hydrocarbons. Saturated hydrocarbons are having all single covalent bonds between the carbon atoms. Unsaturated hydrocarbons are having a double or a triple covalent bond between two carbon atoms. Now, children, let us first study in detail about saturated hydrocarbons. These compounds are also known as alkanes. Alkanes have all single bonds between the carbon atoms, and their name ends with A-N-E. Here, you have two examples of alkanes. One is methane and the other is ethane. The molecular formula of methane is CH4 and the molecular formula of ethane is C2H6. Next, let us understand about unsaturated hydrocarbons. There are two types of unsaturated hydrocarbons. One is alkenes and the other is alkynes. Alkenes have a double covalent bond between two carbon atoms and their name ends with E-N-E. Here, you have two examples of alkenes. One is ethene and the other is propene. Ethene has the molecular formula C2H4. Propene has the molecular formula C3H6. Finally, we go to the second type of unsaturated hydrocarbons. They are known as alkynes. Alkynes have a triple covalent bond between two carbon atoms and their name ends with Y-N-E. Here, you have two examples of alkynes. One is ethyne and the other is propyne. The formula of ethyne is CH2H2 and the formula of propyne is C3H4. So, dear children, let us now summarize the concepts that we studied in this module. First, we saw what is the reason for the versatile nature of carbon compounds. We understood that it is due to two properties, tetravalency and catenation. Then we studied about the various examples of long chains of carbon, branch chains of carbon and closed rings of carbon compounds. Finally, the different types of hydrocarbons, the alkanes, alkenes and alkynes were discussed with the help of examples. Well, students, I hope you all understood the various concepts that were discussed in this module. I also hope that you enjoyed this learning process. Thank you, children, for your kind attention.